It's Monday, March 20th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. When the Muslim-Iranian revolutionaries, led by Ayatollah Khomeini, seized power back in 1979, they immediately pushed to rid the country of any foreign Christian elements, ending all formal foreign missionary efforts, reports International Christian Concern. Since then, Iranian Muslims have followed Christ through a rapidly growing house church movement. In fact, an independent survey in 2020 revealed that there are 1 million Christians in Iran today. Most of them are new converts from Islam. In September 2022, a 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman named Mahsa Amini visited family members in Tehran, the capital city of Iran. The notorious morality police arrested her under charges of not properly wearing the hijab, the Muslim headscarf. While detained, the morality police brutally tortured Mahsa, who fell into a coma and died 3 days later. This tragic incident sparked a nationwide protest movement, with Iranians from all ethnic and religious backgrounds taking to the streets in dozens of Iranian cities. Surprisingly, these recent protests have continued for months. To their shame, Iranian authorities have killed 500 of these protesters. In solidarity with Mahsa Amini, the protesters have adopted the foundational slogan, "Women, Life, Liberty." Pray for our Iranian brothers and sisters in Christ. The International Criminal Court issued a warrant for the arrest of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who bears individual criminal responsibility for the abduction and deportation of Ukrainian children, which amounts to war crimes, reports the Mirror. It also issued a warrant for the arrest of Maria Belova, the Commissioner for Children's Rights in the Office of the President of the Russian Federation, on similar allegations. The large investigation also found crimes committed against Ukrainians on Russian territory, including deported Ukrainian children who were prevented from reuniting with their families. The Belgian Federal Control and Evaluation Commission on Euthanasia reported that 2,966 people died by euthanasia in 2022, reports Evangelical Focus. Government officials in Belgium said, quote, the number increased by 9.85% compared to 2021, end quote. The majority of the euthanasia patients, 70%, were over 70, with 42% older than 80. Even more tragically, the commission said that 513 of the people killed in 2022 by euthanasia, or 17%, were, quote, people whose natural deaths were not expected in the foreseeable future, end quote. In John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. To learn more about the debate over euthanasia, check out the website patientsrightscouncil.org. Last month, Kirk Cameron, Duck Dynasty star Missy Robertson, and women's sports advocate Riley Gaines joined forces for a children's storytime event at Hendersonville Library, about 20 miles northeast of downtown Nashville, Tennessee, reports The Blaze. Cameron and Robertson have both written children's books, published by Brave Books, a patriotic and God-centered publishing company, which sponsored the event. Appearing on The Blaze TV show, Unashamed with Phil and Jace Robertson, Missy explained what happened.
When they scheduled to have this function at the library, there was so much outpouring, great response from the community that the guy that was running the library could not believe. He was like, whoever y'all are, y'all must be great, because this is the most response we've ever had from a public event like this. This is going to be awesome. Whoever this Kurt Cameron guy is.
He didn't know who y'all were.
Not surprisingly, once the liberal library director, Alan Morales, discovered who they were, he became horrified by their stand for biblical values.
So Brave corrected him. Well, he finds out who Kirk Cameron is. And that's when the pushback began from them. And he started a campaign in the community to shut it down without officially canceling it, because then he knew that wouldn't be good for their library.
Kirk Cameron tweeted, quote, "Despite the rain and the unkind pushback from one disgruntled librarian, an overflow crowd of families, mayors, county commissioners, and celebs welcomed and joined us at the library in Hendersonville, Tennessee, praying and teaching faith in God and moral values to our kids," end quote. Though the event appeared to be a success, many in the community were not willing to overlook the treatment that Cameron, Robertson, and Gaines received that day. Last Wednesday, the Sumner County Library Board voted 4-3 to remove Morales as library director. And finally, an 81-year-old man survived on croissants, candy, and biscotti after a snowstorm left him stranded on a desolate California highway alone for nearly a week, reports the Good News Network. Jerry Juray, a former NASA employee, set off in good weather in Gardenville, but never made it to his destination in Big Pine, 3 hours away, when the blizzard descended. After his car fell into a ditch, he smartly conserved his car battery and gas for several days, only starting the SUV's engine periodically to warm up. 5 days after he set out, both attempts to find him were unsuccessful. Appearing on CNN, his grandson, Christian, described the impact of his prayer in the search effort.
The search team was supposed to go out days prior, but the weather was so awful they couldn't get a helicopter in there. Days were going by where they couldn't get to him, and finally, you know, I prayed about it hard, prayed that the weather would change, and the next day it was the most beautiful day we've had in weeks, and they were able to get a helicopter out there and rescue him.
In Jeremiah 29, verse 12, God declares, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." In God's providence, on March 2nd, a California Highway Patrol helicopter identified a cellular ping from his phone. Miraculously, the elderly man was discharged from the hospital later that evening, suffering only from dehydration. And that's The World View on this Monday, March 20th in the year of our Lord, 2023. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.